Our Bible reading this morning is from Matthew chapter 25, beginning at verse 1. It's on page 994. If you wish to follow in the chapel Bibles, the words will also be on the screen. At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps, but did not take any oil with them. The wise ones, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, the cry rang out, "Here's the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, our lamps are going out." "No," they replied, "there may not be enough for both us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves." But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the banquet, and the door was shut. Later the others also came. "Lord, Lord," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "Truly I tell you, I don't know ye, therefore keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour." Keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour. So this is another one of Jesus' stories about what the kingdom of heaven is like and how the kingdom of heaven comes into being, into our midst. Last Wednesday, Liz, my wife, and I went for a walk. We were up at Malham Tarn, and I took this picture, and you can just about see the sun shining through the clouds, shining through the trees. It wasn't sunny for the total duration of our walk. Even before it started to rain, the sun was hard to see. We could see the evidence of the sun, but we couldn't see the sun. The clouds came and went and obscured our view. There were gaps in the clouds, and so we had a sense that the sun would be visible. And it was when I took this photograph. The sun continues to shine, even when we can't see it. But it is there. It does shine. We are called to be alert, to see where the sun is shining, to see where the kingdom of heaven is coming. How this morning, I wonder, are we managing to keep alert enough to see where the kingdom of heaven is coming? How do we stay alert and keep watch for the signs of the coming kingdom? Some may remember from school assemblies the song, "Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning." I'm not suggesting we sing it this morning. It's a little too early for that. But how do we ensure that we have sufficient oil in our lamp to stay alert, to keep watch? What are the steps we need to take to rest, to recharge our batteries, to ensure we have sufficient oil to keep alert? And where do we long to see the sun shining? Where do we long for Christ to come and bring peace and hope and joy the peace, hope, and joy that is the fulfillment of God's kingdom. So as we pray this morning, a moment to ponder on either of those questions. How are we staying alert and keeping watch to see what God is doing, even when it feels stormy, even when we can't see the sun, even when we don't know when we will see the sun again? Where do we long to see the sun shining, Christ's kingdom coming, bringing peace, hope, and joy? As we pause, we'll listen to a chant from the Teze community. O Christe Domine Jesu, Lord Jesus Christ. Let us focus our attention on Jesus. Shall we pray together? Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And a closing prayer for us to join in with together. May the grace of the coming Lord Jesus fill our hearts with joy. May the comfort of the coming Lord Jesus fill our hearts with hope. May the power of the coming Lord Jesus fill our hearts with strength. Amen.